Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's NBA tip-off week, and FanDuel is your home for live betting. So even if you missed the start of the game or want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who will score next to fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join, because FanDuel is giving new customers $300 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to sign up today. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
So good, so good, so good.
Give big, save big with Rack Friday deals at Nordstrom Rack. For a limited time, take an extra 40% off Red Tag clearance for a total savings up to 75% off. Save on gifts for everyone on your list from brands like Vince, Cole Haan, Sam Edelman, and more. All sales final and restrictions apply. The best stuff goes fast, so bring your gift list and your wish list to your nearest Nordstrom Rack today.
Welcome back, Take Command. Logan Paulson played a decade in the NFL. Grant Paulson with you. We come your way 3 episodes a week, every single week. All right, Logan, let's get ready for the stretch run here. We will have a full preview of the Broncos game coming up. Needless to say, though, back on primetime, Sunday Night Football, going to be very, very difficult to take on the best defense in the NFL off of a bye week. Washington's going to have to really bring their A game coming up on Sunday night.
Yeah, we'll talk about them more in detail in a little bit. But I do think that the one thing about Denver, like, defense is incredible. Coverage is incredible. Rush is incredible. Is they are okay getting into one-score games. Like, they're okay offensively. Sean Payton is, like, leaning on his defense, trusting the defense to play good football, and then kind of offensively finding that one explosive play here on third down, getting this big completion down the field, getting an explosive run on explosive play off a screen. So while this seems like a lot, and it's going to be a gross game, I'm very confident, you know, in terms of defensive production, offensively, they're not going to stress you the way some of these other teams we've played have. So if they let you stick around, last possession, maybe you got a shot.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The road ahead I mentioned I wanted to look at. You got two winnable games on the other side of the Broncos. You know, obviously it's the NFL and maybe you knock off Denver as well. But the Vikings are making a quarterback change based on J.J. McCarthy having concussion symptoms right now. He's really struggled. Then you're at the Giants. Speaking of concussions, Jackson Dart's missed a couple in a row. Jameis Winston has been fun to watch, but you know, he'll keep both teams in the game. Then you finish with two against the Eagles and the Cowboys. So four straight division games to wind down the season. I'm curious, Logan, what types of things in what is kind of a lost year now at 3-8, where you know you're on to the offseason in a lot of ways mentally as a fan. What are you watching here? How much does the result of these games, win-loss, you know, the numbers in these games matter to you? And kind of where's your mindset as an evaluator the rest of the way?
Yeah, I think obviously you're evaluating individual personnel kind of to see who's going to be around long term, who's someone you could build around. I think Jordan McGee, just as an example that fans are really familiar with, like defensively is a guy that's jumped out. Like, can he continue to grow in a larger role? Right. A receiver like Treylon Burks when he's healthy, like we saw flashes of him. Was that in the Detroit game? I can't even remember now. Detroit game. And like, former first round pick, big, long, you know, dexterous kind of player. Like, is there a role for him kind of opposite Terry McLaurin next year? And I really can't wait to see Jaden Daniels get back in the saddle here versus some teams where it's going to be a little bit more competitive. Like, you don't have to score 50 points to win the game. Can he do some of the things we talked about? Just be a little bit more patient. Don't put the cape on too early. Like, and just trust this offensive line, trust the receiving group to support him. So I think there's a bunch of stuff, right? Defensively, I think the number one thing for me, kind of a first and foremost, is like, can we just be more efficient like we were against Miami, like we were against LA? Like, that's going to be a big part of it too.
So that's my number one kind of big picture storyline on defense is just, did they solve something in Madrid? You know, I don't know how they played as well as they did on that travel week after as bad as it was the couple weeks before that. But it was a very, very different defense. And all of a sudden you go, I could live with this. I can do this for the rest of the season. Was that a one-off? Was that Tua missing some things and the Dolphins being a level down? Was it just a get-right game where you were kind of due theory, due to play better? Or did they solve the riddle? Did they figure some things out? Like, I can't wait for them to play football again. And also, let's face it. I mean, the Broncos, Bo Nix makes a few plays to win some games late, but that is not a great offense. They present some problems, but it's a very average offense. The Vikings, you might be seeing a third-string quarterback at the start of the year start that game. Right. Then you got the Giants. I mean, it's not like you're playing the Dolphins and the Lions and the Seahawks and the Chiefs here on the murderer's row. So, like, this is a chance for the defense maybe coming out of a bye. They're getting healthier. You know, they're going to get Will Harris back, it sounds like, according to Dan Quinn at safety. I think this will be a chance to see them play much better than they have.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly what I'm hoping for, right, is that just can you be a little bit more consistent? And there have been games where they've been better. You know what I mean? Like, I look at the Giants game. Obviously, that offense isn't anything to kind of, you know, write home about. The Chargers game, obviously banged up offensive line for the Chargers, and then obviously Miami. So there has been a little bit of kind of like peak, valley here for the season. But can you string two games together defensively? Like, that'll be a big deal for me, you know? And I think it all seems repeatable, right? A little bit more zone coverage, understanding pressures and when to throw them, how to disguise coverages, all those different things seem like things that they can get better at. And, you know, obviously the personnel issues at defensive end are still going to be there, but like, can you like just play that level of defense for four quarters? And I think it's a reasonable expectation. And it's something that gets me a little bit excited for the back half. Because you were talking about winnable games. Like, I personally think like you could win both Philly games, like just because of the state of that locker room, the state of the roster. I think the Cowboys are going to be tough because of how well they're playing from a skill position standpoint, but it's a division game. You never know. So again, like I'm cautiously optimistic for the back half of this season because of the stuff we've seen from the defense. Seems like we're getting healthy. I don't want to say at the right time because it sounds like we're going to make this push into the playoffs, but we're getting healthy in time to kind of see the offense, see the team as it was supposed to look at the beginning of the season.
And to me, that's going to be such a key because I have dismissed many of kind of what's happened and the setbacks and the issues where they've struggled as, well, they just didn't have the horses. And you're going to get a lot of them back. So if they play at a pretty high level and they look a little more like they did last year, I think you go into the offseason feeling way better, you know, feeling like, okay, this was just a year that was ravaged by injury. You also mentioned the eval of the kids. And lastly, I'll say some of the guys I'm locking in on, I liked your call on Jordan McGee. He's been a fun watch. Defensively, Johnny Newton has a sample down the stretch here to try to elevate his game and what.
Rinse takes your laundry and hand delivers it to your door, expertly cleaned and folded, so you could take the time once spent folding and sorting and waiting to finally pursue a whole new version of you. Like tea time you.
Mmm.
Or this tea time you. Or even this tea time you.
Said you hear about Dave?
Or even tea time, tea time, tea time you.
Mmm. So update on Dave.
It's up to you. We'll take the laundry. Rinse. It's time to be great.
You've kind of dubbed like his rookie year in a sense because of the injuries last season. I want to see more out of him. Mike Sanders still, especially if he's getting bounced back outside full time now to corner, which it looks like is probably the way forward. You know, does he play at a high level like he did last year at that position? And then what does that mean in the offseason for just keeping him out there versus, you know, having him return to the nickel? Mm-hmm. And then lastly on offense, I'll give you two. Bill got off to such a fast start this year, has not been the same the last several weeks. I don't know that that's his fault, but you want to see him flash again, get back right. And then I would throw Ben Sinnott in there as well. Like, there's got to be a way to just, if these games really are about development, at some point, let's call his number. You know, let's run some plays for him. Let's operate in 12, 13 personnel and go boot and try to get him the ball in space, doing some of the things he does well. Because, you know, it's not a preseason game, but if in week 15 – you know, you're eliminated. Like, why shouldn't you see what Ben Sinnott is? So those are some of the things I want to see.
I think that's spot on. You know, the other one I'd throw in there, just in addition to the guys you said, was just Josh Connerly. Does he continue to progress, right? And yeah, Jalen Lane, you know, if he's healthy coming out of the bye, like, can he continue to develop as a receiver like we talked about on the draft class review show that we did? So I think there's a lot of reasons to be excited and optimistic and things to be engaged with as a fan. The other thing I'd say is like Jaden Daniels, like get him back out there. Let's start seeing something that was more akin to last year. We just talked about kind of some of the, you know, offensive intricacies in terms of gun versus under center. Like, can we get back to looking like they did last year when they were really rocking and rolling? So those are all things that I'm looking forward to see to watching down the stretch here.
Logan Paulson, Grant Paulson on Take Command. Good combo. A lot to chew on there, I think, for people going into return to play here for the Commanders and return to practice for Jaden Daniels. All right, next time you hear from us will be Thursday. We're looking ahead to the Denver Broncos in primetime on Sunday Night Football. For our producer, Evan, and for Logan, I'm Grant saying so long. Thanks for checking us out on Take Command.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.